Hey, good morning. Good morning. This is Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson on this fine Monday morning. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about the NBA seeding round recap and playoff preview that starts on today. Some college football news coming out of the Big Ten and Hard Knocks LA. We're here to do it. Let's get it. Hey, look. Thank you all for joining. You are listening to Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. So glad that you joined us on today. We have a lot to talk about, a lot going on in the world of sports, but it's going to be a real NBA heavy show today because on today, the big, big playoffs for the NBA start. It's been great. Shout out to the NBA. To Adam Silver, who's the commissioner of the NBA, the Board of Governors, who are all the owners, the players, NBA Players Association with Chris Paul, and the leadership of Michelle Roberts. They have really shown the way as it relates to professional sports during this COVID-19 pandemic. People were kind of concerned about the bubble, how it was going to go down, if it was going to be a concept that really, really worked. And we see that it has. The NBA was giving us basketball game after basketball game, great games all through the seeding rounds. So thank you, NBA. As an NBA fan, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us this. But just from a basketball standpoint, my goodness gracious, those games were outstanding. You had some outstanding play from some outstanding players. And I'm going to run down the all bubble first and second teams. But you had some teams coming in there with nothing to lose, and they put everything on the line. Shout out to Monty Williams and the Phoenix Suns for coming into the bubble. Far, far away out of the playoff picture and playing undefeated basketball in the bubble. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Ricky Rubio. I mean, that team was outstanding in the bubble, and I want to shout out that team. They played some great games, and they were in it down to the very last day. They had an opportunity to make the playoffs. But, man, I'm telling you, it was some exciting basketball going on in the bubble. The defending champion Toronto Raptors stood up in the bubble, letting you know that they still here. You saw some outstanding games from some players that you may know, some that you don't. You had some outstanding play from the homeboy Jason Tatum for the Boston Celtics. You had Giannis being Giannis. You had Devin Booker, as I said, was outstanding, doing some outlandish things out there on the basketball court. You had some names you may not really be familiar with. TJ Warren with the Indiana Pacers in there putting up 50-point games, playing really great, seeing some great play from some great players. And so now here we are, playoffs start today. There are four games on tap today. But before I get to those games, I want to talk about the all-bubble team. Let me shout out the Dallas Mavericks, man. If you have not seen Luka Doncic play, this kid is outstanding. Just turned 21 years old. He's an outstanding point guard. People want to compare him to Larry Bird and all that other stuff. Don't compare him to anybody. Just watch the greatness that is Luka Doncic. You know, he had the Dallas Mavericks right there. Porzingis came back. Porzingis is looking outstanding. They're balling out in the bubble. They're going to be a hard out going into the playoffs. But let's talk about that all-bubble team. I didn't want to get off track until I gave everybody their love. Thank you again to the NBA. As a fan, thank you for showing us the way. And as an aside, they had no positive test in the bubble, which is incredible. As it relates to baseball can't stay without people having positive tests. The Cardinals, we're not even going to talk about what's going on with baseball. It's crazy, but the NBA did a great, great job. And so here's the bubble team. Three of the players that were picked for first team selections were unanimous. Three of these players were unanimous selections for the first team for the bubble, first all bubble first team. Damian Lillard, oh my God, if you didn't see Damian Lillard out there just doing the thing getting Portland into the playoffs. If you remember, Portland was sitting on the outside looking in when this all started. Memphis was in the eighth slot, followed by Portland and Sacramento, San Antonio, and Phoenix. And Damian Lillard willed his team into the playoffs. They are the eighth seed. James Harden just doing James Harden things, just being the beard, just doing what he's doing. Luka Doncic, as I just said, for the Dallas Mavericks, doing a wonderful job. Playing, balling, getting triple doubles. I mean, just doing stupid stuff. Devin Booker, as I mentioned, man, outstanding player. Phoenix Suns, University of Kentucky. Dad was the great Melvin Booker that played for the University of Missouri. Devin was out there balling out. And TJ Warren rounds out the first team of the all bubble team. TJ Warren of the Indiana Pacers, as I mentioned, he was out there balling. Second team, you got some familiar names, some names you may not be familiar with, but you're going to understand after you watch some basketball today as we go into the playoffs. For you all who were just waiting to see if they would make it to the playoffs, where they're here now, time to turn it on if you haven't already been doing it. First team, you know, you got that big man Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's in the second team. You know, number one seed overall, the Milwaukee Bucks. Kawhi Leonard, you know the Claw is going to be there. Caris LeVert, that kid playing for the Brooklyn Nets, man. Look, Brooklyn came into the bubble without Dinwiddie, without Kevin Durant, without Kyrie Irving. And people were laughing. They had to pick up Jamal Crawford to come in there. And Brooklyn just came out there, and Caris LeVert showed that he is a star. So shout out to that young kid, Caris LeVert, just cooling. That's out there balling for the Brooklyn Nets. Then you have the kid from the University of Missouri, the big kid, nice kid. Got a lot of things to say, but when he gets on that basketball court, he lets his game speak for itself. Michael Porter Jr. was out there giving them buckets. And, man, look, if you're looking at that Denver Nuggets team, man, they are huge. Michael Porter Jr., you got your man Jokic, the Joker. Then you have Bol Bol. I mean, they got some length on that team. And then, hey, man, the unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis, rounds out the all bubble second team. And you know who that MVP was for the bubble. You gotta know, man. If you was watching, you know it was Damian Lillard, man. He was out there balling. So that's the first and second team. Again, man, it was just great watching these guys play. And now it is playoff time, man. It's time to get busy in these playoffs. Games start today. Look, I know that you may think that it was easy for the NBA to do this, but for those guys to go down there to the bubble, to play well, to stay focused, and to give us basketball, it was hard to remember that there weren't real fans in the stands. Also, shout out to the NBA with the virtual fans thing. It was outstanding. It was hard to notice that they didn't have fans in the stands. The crowd noise was pumped in, was just right. They had a few glitches in the ESPN broadcast where, they have the delay because Katz was out there cussing. You don't normally get to hear that when there's an actual crowd. But, you know, you had that little delay with with some of the broadcasts, a delay in the sound. But other than that, man, I'm telling you, it was outstanding basketball to watch. Outstanding basketball to watch. So here we go into the playoffs. And the playoff schedule is as such. Starting today at 12:30 Central. Starting today at 12:30 Central. The first game. 1 second, let me pull up my computer. Man, I hate this. You know, this is when you do your own show and you don't have a producer, man, you got to just get in where you fit in. You know what I'm saying? But let me get back to today's games. Today's games. Sorry about that. Today's games. The first game is the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets. Look, man, the playoff format is best of seven, so you're going to get to see these teams play each other at least four times in every series. And in this first game with the Jazz and the Nuggets, this series is a toss-up. One of the issues with the Jazz, though, Mike Conley just recently left yesterday for the birth of his son. He left the bubble. I don't know what the new protocols are, how long it's going to take for him to get back. Nuggets, you know, Jamal Murray came back. You still had you still have Michael Porter Jr., as I spoke about. You have Jokic that's still balling out there. Will Barton should be coming back playing soon. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with the Denver Nuggets. They are a very talented team. They're a very big team. The Jazz are an enigma. You don't know what you're going to get. Donovan Mitchell has yet to step up and carry his team like you expect him to be. They always compare Donovan Mitchell to Dwayne Wade. Well, it's time for him to step up and show us that he's that type of player. So I'm not going to make a call on who's going to win these. You know what? I am going to make it because that's what we do. I think I'm going to go with the Nuggets in the Jazz Nuggets series. I'm going to go with them on that. I think that the Nuggets just have way too much firepower. And so I'm going to go with the Jazz and Nuggets. And I'm going to go with the Nuggets in that series. The next game today will be the world champion Toronto Raptors against the Brooklyn Nets. I already told you about Caris LeVert balling out for the Nets. The Raptors, you got the usual suspects. You got Kyle Lowry. You got Pascal Siakam, Spicy P. You got Fred VanVleet. You got the, you know, you got your, you know, your usual suspects out there. Gasol is still out there. You know, Powell is still balling. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in this series. I think the Brooklyn will give them a run for their money, but I see the Raptors winning this in six. The Nuggets series, I see the Nuggets winning that in five. But I see the Raptors winning this series in six. I think the Raptors on a collision course with the Milwaukee Bucks for the Eastern Conference. I think they're on a collision course. The third game on today will be those 76ers against the Boston Celtics. The 76ers are a mess. Ben Simmons is out. Joel out with a knee. Ben Simmons he probably won't make it back unless they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Don't expect him back at all in this series. And then Embiid, he's still got some little nicks. He hurt his ankle a couple of days ago. He was able to play the final game of the seeding games. I just don't see Embiid being the player to be able to carry the 76ers past a stacked Boston Celtics teams with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward. It's just Kemba Walker. They just have too much. Even Tice in the middle, they just have too much. And I think the Celtics will prevail in this. Don't be surprised if Brett Brown gets relieved of duties and from the 76ers at the end of this series or whenever the 76ers, unless 76ers win a championship, don't be surprised if Brett Brown is let go. As a side note, Alvin Gentry, coach of the New Orleans Pelicans, was going into his fifth year of a five-year contract. They decided to go into another direction with Alvin Gentry. And so the New Orleans Pelicans are in the process of getting a new coach, as well as the Brooklyn Nets. Just to touch base on Brooklyn Nets, they are in the process of looking for a new coach. Jock Vaughn, formerly of the University of Kansas, is their interim head coach. But they are also looking for a new coach, and the usual suspects are up for that job. Tyronn Lue, Jason Kidd, Mark Jackson, the usual suspects up for that job. So, but in that, back to that 76ers-Celtics series, I'm going to go with the Celtics. I think the Celtics will win in six. I think it's going to be a big series for Jason Tatum. I think this is when he makes that move to that superstardom that was expected of him when he came out of Duke. And then the late game today, on today will be the Mavericks, the number 7 Mavericks against the number 2 Clippers. This is going to be a wild one. It's going to be a Donnybrook. I think this one is going to go 7. I think it's going to come down to who can get a stop. And if it comes down to who can get a stop, I'm going to go with the defense of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and Patrick Beverley against the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks will just have to do too much and play too perfectly to beat the Los Angeles Clippers. I mean, you would need outstanding series from Luka. You need outstanding series from Porzingis. You would need an outstanding series from Tim Hardaway Jr. You would need an outstanding series from Seth Curry. You would just need outstanding play across the board every night. They would not be able to let down. And I think the Clippers are focused this year. They're focused on playing for the Western Conference Finals. They're focused on playing the Lakers in the finals. So I think that's going to go 7, but I'm going to go with the Clippers for that. You know what the Clippers have. They have Kawhi Leonard. They have Paul George. They have Sweet Lou Chicken Wing coming off the bench. Montrezl Harrell is back in the bubble, so he'll be playing. Him and Lou Williams are up for the sixth man of the year. You have Patrick Beverley, that irritant man that gets on your nerves. If you're a basketball player, if he's on your team, you're glad he's on your team. You got one of the Morris twins that's coming off the bench. You got Zubac in the middle who can put a body on Porzingis. And so I think that series is going to go 7, but I think it's going to all boil down to who can play defense at the end, and that is going to absolutely go with the Clippers. On tomorrow, the last games of the first round begin. And that first game on tomorrow, you got the Bucks Magic, Bucks in 4. They're not going to even waste their time with them. I think they're going to steamroll the Magic. I think they're trying to prove something. They just didn't look completely connected. Middleton was up and down. Giannis looked like he was trying to develop a jump shot during these seeding games. They just looked a little off kilter. The Lopez twins are balling. You still got that great three-point shooter in Kyle Korver. Vinny DiVincenzo coming out there giving them some energy. So it's a lot of they got some good stuff going on there, and I think they're just gonna put Budenholzer gonna put his foot to the gas, and they're gonna steamroll the Magic. They have no shot to even win one game against the Milwaukee Bucks. In the second game on tomorrow, you have that rivalry that we want to see. We've been wanting to see it. We want to see the Heat versus Pacers. It's going to be interesting to watch Jimmy Butler now have his own team playing against the Indiana Pacers with their 1-2 punch of T.J. Warren and Victor Oladipo, who's back. They have they got Malcolm Brogdon also. And I think that's going to be an interesting series. The Heat have a lot of depth, a lot of shooters, a lot of guys that can do a lot of things. Duncan Robinson can shoot that 3. Tyler Hero break it down off the dribble. I mean, you got, like I said, you got Jimmy Butler, you got Bam Adebayo. You got the championship. That championship pedigree with Spoelstra on the bench. So it's going to be a really, really good series. It's going to be a great series, but it's going to go 7, and I'm going to go with the Pacers. I still think that the Heat are missing something. I'm going to go with the Pacers to win that series. It's going to go 7. T.J. Warren's going to be out there balling, and Jimmy Butler's going to be balling, but I think it's going to come down to the play of the others. And I think Malcolm Brogdon is going to get out there and ball, and I think Victor Oladipo is going to show you that he got that ball in him. Man, look here. Then it is the matchup that folks have been wanting to see since the season jumped off. You got the Thunder versus the Rockets. Man, let's take a moment and think about this. The Thunder versus the Rockets. Chris Paul and his young boys going against the Rockets with their small ball, with the beard, with PJ Tucker trying to play center. You know, it's going to be crazy. Russ is out. Russ is going to miss the first few games, they say. He's got a quad injury. It's going to be interesting to see. Eric Gordon is back. He got a couple of games under his belt. It's going to be interesting to see the others, see the McLemore step up with Chris Paul and OKC Thunder. I'm not a big Billy Donovan fan, so I want to see you, but I'm not a big D'Antoni fan either. Both of them are marginal coaches at best. So it's going to be interesting to see if the stars do this. But, man, look here. If I had to put some money down on it, and I'm not a betting man, but if I had to put some money down on it, man, I'm going to go with CP3, man. I think he got something to prove, man. He is already a Hall of Famer. But for it would be so crazy for him to come back with this team that people thought he wouldn't even be on by this time of the season. And by this time of the season, I meant playoff time. First of all, nobody picked the Thunder to make the playoffs. Second, nobody believed that Chris Paul was going to remain in OKC for the entire season. And look here, man, it's going to be interesting to see this. It's going to go 7, and I'm going with Chris Paul. Because I believe when it comes down to it, Chris Paul is going to do some magnificent things. And so it's going to be 7. I'm going to go with Chris Paul, man. I'm going with Chris Paul. I'm going with the Thunder to win that series. And then that 8-1 in the West, the Lakers versus the Trailblazers. You already know, you've been watching. Trailblazers have been balling out, man. Damian Lillard balling out. Nurkic is back, man. He got that bounce coming off that broken leg. You got Gary Trent Jr., who's another, as Shaq call him, who's balling out, and he's doing some great things. Hit some big shots in the play-in game. And CJ McCollum, man, I got to shout out CJ, man. I was giving CJ the business as I was watching that game. And then CJ in that play-in game, man, look here. He took it over from John Moran. He said, come here, young man. Let me show you a few things. He got him off the dribble for a 3. Then he got him at the top of the key off a screen for a 3. Then he played him down, went in, got that little jumper below the circles. He took that game over at the end and gave Damian the first time where Damian didn't have to come and rescue the team, man. So the Trailblazers have been balling. They've been in playoff mode since the first game. And so they're ready for the playoffs. They're glad that they won that first game so they can get a rest and not have to play until tomorrow. The Lakers, man, the Lakers are an enigma. Look, we already know what LeBron is. We know what LeBron is. But let's be honest. Do we really know what Anthony Davis is going to do in the playoffs? Do we really have any idea what he's going to do in the playoffs? Do we really have any idea what you're going to get from players like Dwight Howard in the playoffs? Do we really have an idea what Kuzma's going to do in the playoffs? I mean, do we really? J.R. Smith, we've seen him. But the last time we saw J.R. Smith in the playoffs, he was taking the ball going the wrong direction. I mean, you. This is one of those times where you're going to sit back and see if those who are supposed to be the super-duper stars, and I ain't talking about LeBron, I'm talking about Anthony Davis. And if you know Anthony Davis, if you know the last big game he played in was the NCAA championship game that Kentucky won. But go back and look at that stat line from him in that championship game. They didn't win that game because he was out there balling. He had a really rough game in that NCAA tournament. And he has never had big game energy, big game pull like it's going to happen in the playoffs, man. And not like the pressure they're going to put on him, man. If you can keep Nurkic out of foul trouble, he's going to give Anthony Davis the business. They're not going to be able to guard it. Now, Anthony Davis should be averaging 20 rebounds a game because Nurkic is not going to rebound nothing. But if he don't dominate like that, I mean, it's just like with Embiid, man. These big men, Embiid and Anthony Davis got to show me something, man. I'm sorry, I'm old school. When I think big man, I think Shaq. I think Olajuwon. I think Kareem. I think Moses Malone. I think David Robinson. I think those big men, when it's time to dominate, there is nothing you can do. And Anthony, you know what? I even think about the championship run that Orlando had with Dwight Howard when they made it to the finals against the Lakers. He was dominant. Your big man has to be dominant. If they come out and play down, whoever's big man is more dominant will win that series. It's just that. You're not going to do nothing with Damian Lillard. I don't care what you say. Who you going to put on him? You don't have nobody you can put on him. Who you going to put on CJ? Who you going to put on LeBron? Right. It's going to come down to the bigs, man. It's going to come down to the bigs in that series. I'm going to say this is going to go 7. But I think the Lakers is going to win. I'm not going to do a Charles Barkley. But I think it's going to go 7. I think it's going to go 7, and we're going to see what happens as it relates to that. But there you go, man. Those are your playoff. That's how it's going to go down. Tomorrow you got the Bucks, Magic, Heat, Pacers, Thunder, Rockets, Lakers, Blazers, and then on today, starting at 12:30 Central Time, you got the Jazz, Nuggets, Nets, Raptors, 76ers, Celtics, and Clippers, Mavericks. So that's what's going down in the NBA, man. It's going down in the NBA, so you got to be watching. Make sure you tune in. Those games are going to be, I think they're going to be ESPN. All of those games are ESPN games on today, and all of the games tomorrow are on TNT. So all the games today are ESPN games. All the games tomorrow are TNT. Shout out to the TNT people. Turner Broadcasting with their TNT staff for basketball, they just do a wonderful job, man. It's a wonderful mix of cats. I've been a big fan of Ernie Johnson for a long, long time. Kenny, I remember when Kenny first came on there, man, with them suits too big, and then adding Charles, and then putting Shaq in there is the right amount of spice. So it's really, really, that show is really good. And then, you know, the others, the Candace Parkers, the Dwayne Wades, Vince Carter. They do a really, really good job on Turner. So I'm excited to see that. Shout out to Maria Taylor, though, and Jalen Rose in the NBA studios, because they doing it big. And all of the cats that's been down there doing, of course, Doris out there doing her thing, Mike Breen. It's just wonderful, man. It's wonderful to hear those voices. Hear Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller, hearing them voices doing this game, man. Thank you to NBA again for bringing it back for us to enjoy. All right, man, let me really touch on college football real quick. So let me give you an update of what's going on with college football. Two conferences have decided they were not playing. The Pac-12 and the Big Ten both have said they will not be competing this year. The Power Five, the ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC are all planning on participating in playing. They're going full speed ahead. They're having practices. They're doing all the things they need to do. There was some rumblings from Nebraska, from Scott Frost, that, you know, maybe Nebraska would try to play with one of those conferences. They put the kibosh on that. But, man, there's an uprising in the Big Ten. Justin Field, quarterback of the Ohio State Buckeyes, a sure first-round pick, transfer from Georgia last year, has put out a petition and say, we want to play, and they have over 100,000 signatures on this petition. He is leading the charge of, we want to play. So at the time I'm coming to air, There's a lot of rumblings from that. He was on ESPN earlier today talking about it. It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of money to be made, to be real talk. There's a lot of money to be made. I read in one place that it's if LSU did not play football this fall, they would lose $85 million. Think about that. $85 million. That's LSU. That's the football champion in Division I, FBS. There's a difference. FBS championship. Now, for those of you all who may not know, you say, why are different conferences able to do different things? In the NCAA, FBS, they are controlled by themselves. They're controlled by themselves, meaning that the college football championship that you see them holding up is not an NCAA championship. The NCAA does not award that championship like they do with the Final Four, like they do with basketball. That's rewarded by a whole different group of people that make that decision. I know it's confusing for some people because people say, you know, I see that the NCAA is canceling fall sports and all that. They can do that, but they cannot cancel football. They cannot cancel the FBS, the Football Bowl Series, as they say. They can't stop them. And so these conferences have decided, and look at these conferences. All of them have their own network. The ACC have their own network, and Notre Dame will be playing with an ACC schedule this year. Notre Dame has their own television network through NBC. ACC, the Big 12, the SEC have their own network where they broadcast their games. They control the rights to the game, as well as the Pac-12 and the Big 10. However, the SEC is the strongest conference. They are football. That's your Alabama. That's your LSU. That's your Auburn. That's your University of Missouri, MIZZOU. That's my alma mater. Those are those schools. Georgia, Florida. That's the SEC. The ACC, that's your Clemsons. That's your Clemsons. And now you got Notre Dame playing with them. The Big 12, that's your Oklahoma. And that's your Texas. That's your Oklahoma State. Texas A&M is a part of the SEC. So you can see how Texas football is really important. When you got A&M in the SEC, you got Texas and Texas Tech in the Big 12. You can see where they want to ball. They want to play. So it's going to be interesting to see how the thing with Justin Field boils down. He has the signatures. They're trying to force the Big Ten to play this season. I don't know what will happen out of that. I don't know. But we are going to see what happens with that. We will keep you posted on this show. Quick look in the NFL, man. All camps are open. The NFL said they're going to play in less than a month on Thursday night. Couple of weeks for really. You're going to have the Kansas City Chiefs, the world champion Kansas City Chiefs, against the Houston Texans. They say that game is going to go on. Camps are open, and the first episode of Hard Knocks came on last week. Hard Knocks LA edition. They're featuring the Chargers and the Rams. It was interesting to watch the first broadcast of this, the first show. It kind of took him through getting into camp, being tested, seeing what the protocols are. The head coach for the Chargers, Anthony Lynn, mentioned that he had the COVID during the offseason. There's been some other players that have it, that have had it and gotten over it, or have recovered from it. But it's interesting to see how this is going to break down. You got the normal, your normal Hard Knocks comedy, your normal Hard Knocks, somebody getting cut, that kind of stuff. But it's going to be interesting to see what it looks like once they get on the field and start hitting. There is no preseason games this year, so all we're going to see is watching the inside training camp on the NFL Network. or watching Hard Knocks to see that kind of thing. There won't be any preseason games for us to see, so it's going to be interesting to see how the NFL navigates this. I think the NFL is going to play regardless. It's just too much money out there on the table, so they're going to be playing. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks at these camps, see if they stay COVID-free and see what it looks like when they open up in about 3 weeks on that Thursday night with the world champion Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes with all that money against Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. So, hey, so going forward, man, this week, what you want to look for this week, you want to look for look at the NBA playoffs that are starting. The WNBA is still out there balling. I told y'all, man, I stand for the WNBA. New show coming out, Stick to Sports, man. I want to make sure I shout that show out. Kerry Champion, Jemele Hill, two of my favorites, have a new show that's on the Vice Network called Stick to Sports. Kerry and Jemele, you watch that show. Make sure you watch it. Another show that I love, man, Right Time with Bomani Jones. Make sure you listen to that, man. Those are shows that I listen to, and I want to make sure that you know that they go down. Stick to Sports with Kerry and Jemele are going to be on there on the Vice Network, and the Right Time with Bomani Jones is carried on ESPN and any place where you can listen to podcasts. Those are two shows, one that I'm going to be watching, one that I listen to regularly, and I just want to recommend that to people who are listening to me. And at some place you might want to go and listen to get some unique perspectives on sports and other topics. Both of them, I know the Right Time with Bomani Jones talks about all kind of thing, man, and I love his show, man. So just shout out to that. Shout out to both of those shows and all three of them. Jemele Hill, Kerry Champion, formerly of ESPN, and Bomani Jones, who is at ESPN. Be listening to those shows. Another episode of Hard Knocks comes on this week. Baseball is out there, man, but I ain't really following baseball no more, man, because it's a mess. But watch them. The games are on. If you're a baseball fan, your team is playing. Make sure you keep an eye on that. Some big golf coming up soon. We don't know when Tiger's going to play again. But you know, it's a great time to be a sports fan. If you don't really watch sports and you just listen to my broadcast because you like hearing me talk, find a sport that you can like. Find a team that you can root for, man. That helps you. That'll help you mentally, man. It helps you get through some of the hard times, man. I've been a sports fan all my life, and I love sports. I really do love sports, and I love talking about sports. And that's why we do it every Monday here on Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. Listen, you can download and listen to this show on any of the major podcasting platforms. Also, if you like us, rate us, review us. Come on, give me 5 stars, give me 1 star, just give me some stars. If you like the show, if you really, really like the show, share it with a friend, post it on your social media and share it with a friend. If you have if you're interested in speaking with me or interested in advertising on the show or anything like this, please reach out to 7musicandsports@gmail.com, SEVEN music and sports at gmail.com. Send me a line, drop me a line, hit me up on any social media. You can find me out there, Musician Al on Instagram, Alaric Anderson on Facebook. Shoot me a direct message and I'll get back with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. We will be back next week if the Lord says the same. Until that time, you be good. Be blessed.